This guy played 10 years in the league, few of those seasons here in Cleveland with the Cavaliers. You can now catch up on ESPN as an analyst, also on Twitter at the Ryan Hollins. Ryan, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Oh, good. No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, so Dustin and I were talking before the break that, you know, we look at the end of July and when this whole thing, the resumption of the NBA regular season and the postseason is supposed to happen. But ever since this social distancing guidelines and that little handbook came out, it just feels like, man, how much of this is realistic? And you've already heard some players say, eh, I don't know if this is going to work out. How realistic is it to think that the majority of these guys are going to be okay, not only going down there, but adhering to everything the NBA wants them to adhere to as far as social distancing?
I have no questions or concerns with it. This is real life. When I say real life, it means there's no straight arrow answer. Is the NBA going to happen? Yes, absolutely sure. Is it very serious? Yes, because if Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or any of these other stars going down, Pascal Siakam, get COVID because their teammate wants to go party all night long or snuck out, that's a really huge problem. We're talking about a million dollar problem if an organization doesn't have their best players on the floor. I can only imagine what that would do to TV rights or what we'd even want to go and ask. I mean, I think this would be just as big of a blunder as J.R. Smith not knowing the time and dribbling out the clock, you know, and even bigger because it would be somewhat due to irresponsibility. Here's the truth. Some of these young guys don't understand the business of basketball. And I want to say maybe it took me 5 or 6 years into the NBA before I understood the business of basketball. It just seemed like a parent or teacher yelling down to scold me. But the NBA puts out this amazing, thick, big old handbook in which you have to sign your rights away to go down in there and play. Why? Because if a guy goes and gets corona and he didn't know the guidelines or didn't know, insurance-wise, he goes sue the NBA or he could have a big problem with the NBA. But the NBA goes out above and beyond and thoroughly makes sure before you make this mistake or you don't listen or you put the TV deal or the number of sponsors that we have that are paying you guys in jeopardy, know what you are doing. Know that you're choosing to opt out or you're putting everybody in this bubble here at risk. So it's more from a liability standpoint. You have to understand the business. The NBA has obligations to ESPN. To TNT, to Turner Sports, and various other sponsors. So as you're trying to put this bubble, per se, together so that these guys can play and we can make good on the money that's owed us that the players are still getting and receiving on the 1st and 15th of every month, you've got to go and play. And the reality is some guys may not adhere, but if you don't adhere, you've known better and you've been warned.
Ryan, do you think that there will be any players that do not participate in the season coming back?
Yeah, you've already had the kid Bertrands over with the Wizards put in his letter and said that he wasn't going to participate. He's going into a big free agency year, and he, with the Wizards, he's not in contention for a championship. He feels like probably there's more to lose than to gain. There may be a couple other guys who are just complete, frankly, just out of shape and don't want to get injured or not sure about playing. For those of my brothers who are considering not playing, I would strongly urge them to get in shape, do what they have to do, and go and participate. Because when you want millions of dollars and you want to make a play and you're not a big name who's gone and out and proven themselves or it's between you and another guy, they're going to be like, well, this guy sacrificed for his team. I know he's going to show up and play. So I think it would be a huge mistake to not come out and compete and give yourself an opportunity to be paid the most money, because right now it doesn't seem like a big loss, but later on down the line, I don't know if I want that guy on my team.
Right. Ryan Hollins is our guest. Ryan, you know, we were on the air, Dustin and I, when that proposal came down and it was agreed upon by everybody. I think Portland was the only team that didn't vote for it. And I remember talking with him that day and listeners that day, and a lot of people said, you make the best of a bad situation, which the NBA has, and it seems like, it doesn't seem like it's going to be hokey or anything like that. So the idea of it not meaning as much or being tainted, and again, that was at the time, that was the case. Now that we hear this and what we're talking about right now, I mean, if you have guys I'm not saying majority, but some guys even not taking this seriously, or if they play at all, does that taint whoever would be the NBA champion here in 2020?
I don't think so. In some ways, you know, barring that, major star goes out and gets COVID or, you know, doesn't want to show up, I almost count this as a double. I mean, to me, it questions your love of the game. And when I say love of the game, what would you do for free? You know, what are you doing when nobody else is looking and watching? Are you the guy in your basement doing thousands of push-ups, defensive slides and jumps and running or getting out to a beach with the band and doing workouts? Who are you? How much do you love basketball? Are you calling up your high school coach, asking them to open the door so you can get a private workout in? You know, what does this mean to you? So if you're a guy in a team that has somehow persevered through these less than ideal circumstances, barring that there's a major injury that goes down going into the championship, I would actually count this championship as a little bit more, because you had so many different obstacles, and it's almost a fight not just of nutrition, but the mentality, a mental fight, a spiritual fight behind the scenes, and seeing how committed these guys are to going and playing basketball.
Do you think there is a particular team, in your opinion, that comes in as the favorite due to the circumstances?
You know what, guys? I'm going to be honest. You know, all year long, I was screaming about the Los Angeles Clippers. They got about 8 to 10 guys who could legitimately guard LeBron James, right? Like guard him, you know, bother him a little bit, you know, athletic and guard in the ring, big wing, about 6'8", 6'9", so they can guard in the post. You know, not no pushover, not to mention Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Okay, we need to go down the list there. But when I'm looking at COVID-19, I'm going to lean more towards the veterans. I'm going to lean more towards the guy who's been to 9 straight NBA finals, the guy who has more playoff experience than anybody you've seen, and probably 5 or 6 times a couple of these guys, especially in the NBA finals on the other teams. He may have more combined than a couple of these teams, to be honest. I'm going to lean more towards LeBron James. I'm going to lean more towards experience. And when I say experience, when I hit around that 28, 29 point mark, of age in the league, I knew my body. I knew how to prepare. I knew how to, you know, get my diet right before going into training camp. These young guys aren't going to know how to get in peak form in such a small amount of time. So I'm going to lean on these veteran teams like the Lakers. And I think the Lakers team is going to be the front runner for a championship.
Ryan, I thought it was funny. There was, you know, some uproar like, uh-oh, we're hearing – LeBron and the guys might be holding secret workouts. You know, I don't want them to be reckless about it, but at the same time, you know, they're trying to prepare. I mean, they're trying to win a championship, so it shouldn't come as a surprise that they're going to try, you know, every way possible to get guys together and work out. Or am I wrong on that?
Nah, man. Look. Here's the reality. Obviously, the NBA practice facilities are open now, but you'd like to assume with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and a couple others, they were practicing before it was really, okay, socially accepted to do so with health reasons or whatever. But when I look at it, you know, for an NBA player, you're going to be doing one of two things. You're either going to be in the gym with the same, you know, 5 or 6 people working out every single day, or you're going to be in a situation where you're out, partying or hanging out with people. You know, 3-4 months into this deal, people are fed up and kind of frustrated. You know, they're going to get out and start doing some things. So, in a sense, you know, the gym is the safest place for those guys to have been. And I'm, you know, the one thing I know about LeBron and playing against him, he's one of the most aware athletes, if not the most aware athlete I've known of all time. The guy takes care of his body. Like, I can't even start. There's a list of guys I've talked to that I've even seen things that LeBron has done. So I know he probably came in with the gloves, with the mask, with the headgear on. He had a team going and spray down the court before he got into it. You know, I can only imagine there. But it's even safer, I would say, on the court than roaming around and going out and about. And in terms of even, you know, what's funny, you know, on a side note, guys, you know, these college kids, are being asked to come back and participate. These college kids aren't getting COVID in practice. They're getting COVID because they're out kicking it and hanging out, and they feel like this is, you know, this is the time to just go out and party.
All right, well, Ryan, we appreciate the time, buddy. Seems like you got a buzzer there in the background. You got an alarm going off.
The wife is cooking, man. She's right by the fire alarm, man. We don't know, the house ain't burning down. It's going away in a second, though.
Priorities, my friend. Ryan, appreciate the time. Good stuff as always, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you.